I'm Marlena, and I want to welcome you to Marlena, right here on ACB Radio Mainstream, where for about the next 60 minutes or so, we'll be taking your calls at 1-866-666-7926. Come on in, sit down, take your shoes off. Give me a call, won't you? Holy Toledo, we made it. It is so good to be back. And I wasn't sure we were really here. We've been living in the Twilight Zone since Friday. Actually, late Thursday night, in the midst of typing an email message, the computer gods bit me. And my email and my computer and everything came to a screeching halt. And that was quite a situation. Don't we rely on technology just hugely? Man, when we're without it, holy smokes. You know, it used to be when your phone went down, man, you'd be like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Got no phone. Now we have cell phones to help us with that. But boy, what do we do when the beloved computers go down? I'm Marlena. I'll be with you for about the next hour. Want to apologize for my gravelly voice. Haven't had a lot of time visiting with the pillow this weekend. Either Gary the board guy or I. He should actually be doing the show because his voice sounds a lot better than mine does. But we'll be with you for about the next hour. And the telephone number to call is 1-866-666-7926. The phone number works in the U.S. and Canada. If you are listening to this program any time other than Monday morning 1 to 2 Universal, which is Monday morning 2 to 3 in the U.K., Sunday night, 9 to 10 on the east coast of the U.S., or 6 to 7 Sunday night in the Pacific Northwest, you are listening to a rebroadcast. And the phone number will only go to the fax machine, and that will just really irritate the heck out of you. So if you're listening between those times, 1 to 2 UTC, 2 to 3 in the UK, 9 to 10 Eastern, 6 to 7 Pacific, you are live, and I would love to talk to you. Tonight, for reasons that should be woefully obvious, I thought that one of the topics, and this can certainly be an open forum program this week, so anything you've got on your mind, I'd love to hear it, but I thought that one of the topics we might talk about is how do we deal with our stress? You know, I truly believe that people who are sighted have totally different, well, not maybe totally different, but certainly significantly different ways of relieving stress. I know a lot of people who, when they get stressed out, they go out and take a walk. And I don't know too many blind people who walk for stress relief. Now, walk on a treadmill? Yes, maybe. Walk on a track? Yes, maybe. But just walk. Just go out and walk. To me, man, that's like, oh my gosh, okay, can I cross the street now? What's going on? You know, did I go 6 blocks or 7? Do I make a left here or right there? And while I'm a good traveler, I would say traveling adds to my stress. So that's not one of my de-stressors. Another thing I think people with sight frequently do is go for a long drive. Now, whether they should do that, that's a whole other question, of course. Getting behind a wheel, being all stressed out. But I think people do. And, of course, that's out of the question for us. As people who are blind, we could go for a long ride. But for a long drive, that's certainly not going to work. Another thing I think people with sight do is they will look at serenity, look at kind of the, a landscape painting, or watch the water, or light a candle and watch that flame. And What do you do? And here we've got somebody who may just be ready to tell us what they do. Hello, with whom am I speaking and from where are you calling?
This is Chris Peffel from Arlington, Mass. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. Chris, how are you?
Well, fine, but you know, your voice sounds fine to me, so I'm sure not going to complain.
Oh, bless your heart.
I'm the one that sent you the email on the Macintosh. I don't know if you recall that or not.
Yes, I think I do.
Yeah, it was about a suggestion of having somebody on the show at some point. It's probably more of a main menu type of thing, but I think it's a very important development for us.
Yes, I absolutely agree with you, and if I haven't passed that over to Dave Williams, then let me smack myself, because I should, because I absolutely agree with you. And I know Dave is listening, and so we can put the bee in his bonnet right now.
Yeah. Well, anyway, one thing I do to relieve stress is listen to my favorite music.
Ah, now that's something I do as well.
Yeah.
Do you think that for blind people, listening to music is a bit like when sighted people sort of watch things, do you?
I think so. Because I think an awful lot of blind people are musically inclined in one way or another.
Uh-huh.
As far as taking a walk, I don't like to walk unless I have a purpose in doing it.
Yeah, see, me neither. I don't find it relaxing.
I mean, just to walk aimlessly around just to do it, that's not exciting to me.
I get bored. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, well, so I went 6 blocks. Now what do you want me to do?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I don't know if you're a dog user, but I am a dog user. And when you go for a nowhere walk with a dog, the dog's like, well, when you decide where you want to go, you just tell me. And until then, we'll just go where I want to go.
Sure. And another thing, like my work situation right now, they've changed the bus routes on the T. And that's become very stressful, so I'll be working home again pretty soon. So that's going to be a relief.
What kind of work do you do?
Well, I work in customer service for Pilgrim Telephone over in East Cambridge. And Lakeshmere Station, they've closed, and they, of course, changed the bus routes and whatnot. And even though I'm on time, you end up missing a bus and this and that. So
when did they close Lakeshmere Station? I grew up in Boston.
Yeah, they did a few months ago in the middle of June.
Oh, how terrible.
Oh, yes, and where the buses went in, they go out, and where they go out, they go in.
Oh, dear. That would be very confusing.
And I went through the route at Harvard Square to change from the 77 over to the 69 bus, but that's really, I find it very stressful. I'm a reasonably good cane traveler in that, but still.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's good stuff, Chris, and thanks for calling. I really appreciate it.
And I know we don't have as many outlets maybe as a sighted person to relieve stress, but we can always find ways to do it, I think.
You know, I'm going to ask everybody who calls this question, and people don't have to answer it if they don't want to. But it is my understanding, and I actually am a person who really works with this, but it is my understanding that psychologically, the reason that blind people rock is to relieve stress. Now, I don't rock, you know, sitting in a straight-back chair, you know. But, I mean, I'm sitting in my desk chair right now, and I'm talking to you, and I'm rocking back and forth. And
well, it very well could be.
Do you find rocking a stress reliever?
No, I don't do it myself, but, I mean, it could be.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting. It's an interesting kind of phenomenon. You know, a lot of us had to be taught not to rock in public as little kids.
Right.
And there's got to be a reason behind that.
Sure.
All right. Well, thanks, Chris.
Well, thank you.
Have a good one.
You too.
Okay. Call again.
Oh, I will.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
The telephone number is 1-866-666-7926. And Chris kind of is on my page here with the walking thing, not necessarily the rocking thing, but the walking thing. And Chris has also brought up an interesting question to for our main menu producer, Mr. Dave Williams, to look into the Mac attack, as I call it, with screen readers. Hello, you are with Marlena. With whom am I speaking, and from where are you calling?
Hello, Marlena. Kelly Sapurja from Saskatchewan, Canada.
Hello, Kelly. How do you relieve your stress?
Well, there's a couple of things I do to relieve stress. The first thing I do is I listen to a lot of the New Age and easy listening music like you hear on my Northern Lights program.
Uh-huh. So music for you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, I also I have a bunch, basically, of CDs from companies like Solitude, where they have nature sounds and ambient music in there, and I think that's very good.
Yeah.
And if I'm really, you know, kind of upset about something, in order to sort of get that out of my system, I actually have a video game for the PlayStation console.
Oh.
That I have. I don't know if I should give out the title or not. But,
sure, it's all right with me.
Okay.
I don't care.
Yeah. Well, I play a lot of games, actually, but this is one of my favorites when it comes to relieving stress. It's called Rock the Rink. And it's kind of a weird hockey game, basically. It's basically the rules of hockey, you know, are basically taken away, and I'm not quite sure how to describe this, but something about you just go around the rink, you know, attacking whatever you want, you know, attacking anybody.
Oh, that sounds like a game I need.
Yeah, and then if someone is in front of you or whatever at some point, then you can engage in a fight. And usually I come out the winner, I must admit.
But oh.
Because I do it, you know, I just push all the buttons and everything, you know, on the controller.
Yeah.
And I love the announcer on there. He's pretty funny. I mean, he says certain things like, "Way to work through that aggression, player one." Or, you know, other things like that. And it's just real neat, you know, to hear the sounds, you know, of you, you know, smashing into whatever, you know, like the boards or whatever.
It sounds like you should do a review for Main Menu.
Well, I don't know if it would really qualify for Main Menu, but I'll think about it anyway. But that's one thing I do if I'm, you know, when I get into a fight, if I'm mad at the computer, let's say, I'll just basically, you know, start, you know, of course, hitting the buttons on the controller and yelling, "Take that, you computer, and that!"
And it does make you feel better, doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
Now let me ask you the infamous question. Do you rock?
Sometimes I tend to, from sort of side to side, basically, if I'm, you know, standing up or whatever, although I try not to, but it's sort of more, I don't really find it stress relieving, but it's more of sort of an involuntary action.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
You know, it's really interesting, and I bet we could find a correlation for those people who are congenitally blind and those people who have lost their sight later, you know, even as young kids. I absolutely contend that people who are congenitally blind have this sort of innate desire to rock because it's partly stress relief and it's partly freedom of movement without any kind of consequence to you.
Yeah, I know there's been a few times, you know, when I'll just be, let's say, you know, just standing or whatever, and then I'm sort of, you know, going, you know, rocking back and forth, basically, and someone says, "Well, why are you doing that?"
Yeah, and you don't even know you're doing it.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Or there's other things, too. Like, sometimes I tend to drum my fingers on the table, you know.
But you know what? That's more acceptable because sighted people do that.
Yeah.
You know, sighted people don't rock, so it's not acceptable. But
right.
All right. Well, great. Well, thanks, Mr. Kelly.
You're welcome.
You have a wonderful evening, and thanks for making mine nicer.
Yeah, thanks again for the excellent program.
Okay, take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Kelly Sapurja, and his program Northern Lights can be heard on the interactive side on ACB Radio every Thursday from 23 to 1 or something. Who knows? Till it stops. Hello, you're with Marlena. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, it's Pam.
Hello, Pam. How are you?
Good, Marlena. I see you've got your computer back. That's a stress reliever.
Oh, great joy in the morning. Yes.
I was thinking, well, Dave and I were talking just as you were bringing up the topic, And, well, two things. First of all, yes, I absolutely do rock. And I tried to not rock anywhere else but in a rocker. But as you say, in my desk chair, and I do find that when I'm standing on the street, waiting for a bus at the bus stop, I should say, I will often find myself shifting back and forth. Well, part of it is that my feet get weary.
Yeah, yeah.
But I dare anybody to tell me that and I also try to be a little slow when I'm with with friends, because I know I can. I mean, I'm capable of making people very dizzy at that.
Yes, so am I.
So I try to be mindful of that. But when I'm by myself, boy, I can put mileage on this chair.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe.
Yeah, and, you know, it's the same way for me. I actually have a rocking chair in my living room and one in my kitchen. And I couldn't live in a house without rocking chairs.
Oh, me either. Sometimes when I don't have a rocker and I have to sit on a straight back chair, I literally have to hold on to the chair.
Now,
hold on to something. I know when we had that legal wrangle a couple of years ago with Dave's employer, and I was sitting in the courtroom, and all I could think of was, oh, thank God these benches have backs to them, because, please.
What do you think it is? Do you think it's a stress reliever?
Yes, I think it's a stress reliever. I've also heard it opined, if you will, that people rock because they have no location, and of course this would be from person to person, they have no sense of where they are in space, and you're just standing there, sitting there, and there's just nothing around you, so you kind of invent the space, if you will, by rocking. The movement may make up for that somehow.
I never heard that.
I've heard that a couple of times.
Interesting.
And my spatial perception is, forget it, you know. Although I am getting better. Talk about walking. I am walking more to get from point A to B, which is, I believe, and we both believe, very stressful. But I have to tell you that Dave has given me some pointers. And here there are very few people that you can consult with if you should get lost. It is stressful.
Yeah.
But I am getting, it's getting easier for me, and he has sort of helped me get through a log jam so that I'm not to the point anymore where I don't want to, where I don't want to not go across the street because I'm afraid I'll veer.
Sure.
Which I do. So that's working out.
I want to read something, while you're on the phone, and you guys all have to forgive my less than perfect reading of this. I don't quite have everything set up yet to work as efficiently as it should. So, but I received this email from a listener called Beth, and she said that she really wanted to participate in this show. And that she wanted to know if I would share this. And it's odd, Pam, because when I read it, I thought, you know, if Pam calls tonight, I'm going to read this while she's on the line and give her first crack at a comment on it.
Is that Steph?
Beth. Be like boy.
Oh,
Beth.
Okay.
Yeah. She says, we need individually as a society to radically change our view of stress. This was brought to my attention some years ago when I went to a class taught by a psychologist in which he stated that the letter A stands for the activating event, C is the consequence, and B is our belief system. In other words, stress, anger, etc. are caused by our circumstances. Are caused not by our circumstances, but by our reaction to them. Change your belief system, and you change your reaction, and therefore your emotional consequences. Also, a pastor had said multiple times, quote, Sorry, where am I here? What do you want? And I have finally seen how that question dovetails with the class. She says, I tried this attitude change first with something relatively unimportant so that I could try it with a neutral topic. From childhood, I had been terrified of standing on the first riser when in a concert to the point of real panic and dizziness. When in a church choir a few years ago, I rethought my reaction and made up my mind that this fear would not run my concert time anymore. And it worked. The fear did not disappear, but it was relieved by at least 90%. Also, also with the loss of my parents and being totally blind, I was very frightened, even though they had more than adequately prepared me for this circumstance. I finally got so sick and tired of letting fear rule me that I said and keep saying no more. And you wouldn't believe the difference. When my fear crops up, I just say no to it running my life. And I think anyone can do this, you can see the need, and if you really work at it, it will change your life. Good luck to everyone in this endeavor, from Beth. And I think there's something, I've been hit by a car, and, going across the street, it's like, I am not going to let that fear keep me from going across that street.
It's interesting. Now, I would say that not everybody is going to be able to apply that much energy to it. And some people are going to make it, some people are not. I know the first time I crossed the street, you're talking about street crossing. Because I was blinded in an automobile accident when I was 4 months old. And I remember my mother. The first time my cane fell off of the sidewalk, if you will, in my neighborhood. She didn't do this on a mobility lesson, thank God. But she was walking, following me. And she screamed. And so the first time I crossed the street, I felt as though there were elastic, or not elastic, steel bands in my legs, and I had to, come on, step, 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 and I had to force myself to walk across the street. I finally, after a while, I made it. So, yes, I think to a certain degree that you do have to realize that there's a benefit and that you do need to do that it will help you if you can conquer these fears. And I know I have conquered. My problem is when things work out and all of a sudden they don't. Then I get into
And then you fall off the high and
Dave said this morning even, he said, just remember, you may backslide now, and he didn't say backslide. I forget what he did say, but there was a humorous twang in his voice. But I think there's something to be said for that. But also, I want to tell you real quick, another thing I'm doing, and I don't know that I'm going to get money, I don't know that I'm going to get rich off of it, but I'm starting to sell soy and vegetable candles.
Oh,
and
well.
And while I might not make much, and hopefully I won't lose, I'm just starting to enjoy it.
Well, I tell you what, I'm interested in that because around the holidays,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to feature blind entrepreneurs from whom we can all buy Christmas presents.
We'll see how entrepreneurs.
So there you go, man.
Really,
you're already on the show. So there you go.
All right.
So get a hold of me and let's work something out.
All right. I know there are a few blind folks who do this. In fact, we do have a blind list. It's a direct marketing company, and I'm not super crazy about multi-level, but I do like the approach of this particular company. So,
well, send me...
I'll let you know.
Yeah, send me some information, and let's get together around the holidays, because if we can funnel a little business within the family, hey, why not?
Hey, love to.
All right, well, give my best to Mr. Dave.
Got to support my habit.
That's right.
Okay,
all right, thanks,
you,
Pam. Bye-bye. Bye. 1-866-666-7926. And I thought that the email from Beth was particularly cogent, and I'm glad that I had a chance to share it with you. Hello, you're with Marlena. With whom am I speaking, and from where are you calling?
This is Lois in California.
Oh, another one of my favorite voices. Hello.
Hello. How? You're sounding fine tonight.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. Thank you. Now, how do you handle your stress?
Well, I suppose it depends a little bit on what it's from, or whether I'm angry and there's energy that needs to be released, or if I need to get away from whatever it is. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
If it's something I've just had it, there's been a lot of stuff going on, it is music. There's two or three CDs that do it for me.
And what are they?
I have a Celtic CD with a singer whose name I can't remember at the moment. And they're all soft tunes in Celtic mode, which I like very much.
Mm-hmm.
I also have several nature things. I got one that's on a lake with loons, and you hear water and
ooh,
loons and old lake sounds.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, and I also have a series of CDs that were put out several years ago. There are five of them that are music and sounds of various areas. One is Caribbean, one is from Costa Rica, one is the Badlands. It's a concoction of birds and Indian sounds and what have you up from the Dakotas, things like that.
Wow.
And various things. I suppose, I don't know whether they come into the genre New Age or what you'd call them, but I like them. They're unique. And then I also have one with harp. There's rolling water. It's like you were in a gondola or something in the Mediterranean.
Oh, I'm coming to your house.
Harp music and birds in the background.
I'm on my way to your house.
And they're all soft tunes, familiar that are played with the harp, and you hear this water and various birds in the background.
Oh, that's
like
wonderful.
That.
That's
yeah.
Wonderful. Well, and you know what? You try to listen next week because I hope we're gonna get that school panel going.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
okay.
I had a request from, and I thought of you. I think of you guys. Honest to gosh, you guys. You guys who I've never met, but I feel like you're all my dear friends, and you pop into my mind. I thought of you instantly. I got a request from a 10th grader saying, hey, why can't we do a program with, you know, me and an older person, I think was how it was put.
I would qualify.
Yeah, well, honey, I think we all would.
There's several that would, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm trying to put something like that together.
Oh,
so,
neat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Something else. Talking about, what was it? Somebody said something about how to feel, you know, rocking and feeling free.
Yes.
Now, I don't rock without something to rock in. You know what I mean? It's not.
Right.
However, I've got a recliner that when it's in a sitting up position, rocks. And
yeah.
I love that thing.
Yeah. Yeah, me
I
too.
I find myself more and more sitting there just gently moving.
Yeah.
And I'm not so sure. It's funny. I found Pam's remark interesting about what it might be for, what it might solve, if you will. I'm wondering if it has something to do with a need for some kind of physical stimulation. Now, sighted people, unless they're sitting in the dark, and even then, because blindness is more than just darkness.
Yeah, it's just nothing.
Yeah, and yeah. So they're always stimulated to some degree by what they see.
Right, because even darkness
is
stimulating.
They're riding along in the car and they're looking out the window. Oh, isn't that great, or isn't that ugly, or you know, and we're,
Yeah.
And that's another thing. A car ride is a big fat bore for me.
Yeah.
I take a book with me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Well, another thing, when at the school for the blind I went to, when I had to stay in there on weekends, there were various, what do you call them, public groups like the Lions Club or whatever. I thought it was a real neat thing on Sunday mornings to come and take these poor miserable blind kids for a car ride.
Yeah, yeah.
Boring.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all right, Miss Lois, I'm going to pop over into the chat room. I see at least a couple of international listeners over there.
Great.
So I want to give them a chance to see what they might want to say.
One more quick thing
that
I thought other people might relate to. In regards to being free, when years ago when I was around a swimming pool and often was able to swim, I loved to float on my back because floating, first of all, my ears were in the water and it shut out whatever sound was around me, but floating that way, I felt free of gravity, if you will, free of whatever ties you to environment.
Yeah. Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
Which also, in a sense, would be a relaxer.
Yeah. As long as you don't go to sleep.
Yes.
We don't want you floating out to sea.
No. Oh, I've done that, too. I've gone to sleep in a pool, and somebody splashed, and it went up my nose, and I woke up sputtering. You know, wake up! Anyhow, I'll let you go for other people. But
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling. It's wonderful to hear from you.
Oh, and wonderful to talk to you, and this is all very interesting. Take care.
Good. I'm glad. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's take a check over in the chat room here, see if we can get it activated. I know that there is at least, in addition to Dave Williams in the chat room, let's see, that there is at least one international listener whom I met from my show over on ACB Radio Interactive. We won't put any pressure on anyone, but let's ask folks in the chat room if they would like to say anything, and I'm going to take a standby right now, and I will talk on the air while we are waiting for folks in the chat room to see if anyone would like to say anything. And we'll just give it another second. And okay, apparently not. That's fine. Let's see. There we go. Okay. The telephone number to call is 1-866-666-7926. What do you think about that email from Beth, whomever Beth may be? She really wanted that to be shared, and she took a good amount of time in a short amount of space in which to get the email to us. Hello, you're with Marlena. With whom am I speaking, and from where are you calling?
This is David in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Another friend from my time for folks. Hello, David.
Hello.
How the heck are you?
I'm good.
What do you do with your stress up there in dreary Erie?
A 40-minute bike ride on the life cycle at the gym helps me a lot.
Whoa, that would kill me, man. Wow. Really?
Yeah. Going to the gym and doing some kind of physical activity is a great stress reliever. Your Thursday show has become a great stress reliever for me, too, to be honest with you.
Oh, bless your heart. Where do I send the money?
But I have a question on a point that you made earlier.
Yes.
That sighted folks can do things for stress relief that we can't automatically do.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you something that I've always heard from sighted folks as a great stress reliever, and I've always wanted to do it, but as a blind person, I don't exactly know how.
Okay.
And I'm certainly not an athlete of any kind. I've always heard yoga is a wonderful stress reliever, and as a blind person, I've been afraid to approach an instructor on how to do that.
Isn't that interesting? Now, I know that there are blind people who do yoga. Maybe somebody will call. Maybe we could hook you up with somebody through email.
Okay.
You know, we aim to please here, you know? That's interesting. Now, I've done, I mean, I can't say I've done yoga. I have done some of the, I like to meditate, except it doesn't help me with my stress very much. I need to move when I have stress. I need to get involved in something. I need to, participate. It needs to be real active, or I just need to go to sleep. Those are like the two major things. But I have done meditation, and in that process, some of the different kinds of meditation that I've done touch yoga, but that's about as close as I've gotten. So let's see if anybody calls.
Okay, and one other thing that I do, you've mentioned in the past that you go to Mariners games.
Yes.
And I love baseball, and listening to a good baseball game for a team where I have no interest is really relaxing and releases my stress, because if you're rooting for your team, you're living and dying with every pitch.
That's right.
So listening to a game where you have no real interest in either team and just enjoy the sport for the sport is really relaxing for me.
Yeah, you know, I'm the same way about football, actually. I love baseball and football, and my baseball team are the Seattle Mariners. My football team are the Washington Redskins. And when I listen to either of those two teams, I'm like revved up. I'm on every pitch, man, and I'm at every goal line, and I'm kicking along. But when I listen to, as you say, a team that doesn't really matter, you can just kind of go with it and kind of, oh, yeah, look what he did. Hey, that's kind of cool. The other thing I like to do is read when I'm stressed. Just jump into a book.
That's something I need to learn a little more about.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I'll see you Thursday.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. The telephone number is 1-866-666-7926. We got a lot of stressed out people here. Hi, you're with Marlena. With whom am I speaking? And from where are you calling?
Oh, I'm glad you got that in all one breath.
I know, it was tough.
This is Frank Casey from Albany, New York.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
Oh, a little tired right now. I've been visiting my wife, Kathy. She's in the hospital having some tests taken care of.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's had numbness down to the left side of her body, so I hope everybody will keep her in their thoughts and prayers.
Oh, we sure will.
What I call about is what I do when I'm stressed out.
Yeah?
Usually what I find is the best for me is to sit, put the stereo headphones on, and listen to some nice soft oldies music, you know, not this hard rock stuff, but,
yeah,
you know, some soft Beatles stuff, and,
yeah,
you know, just to sit back, and I'm able to throw everything out of my mind for about an hour, and then I sort of am able to look at things in a different perspective.
So when you're sitting back in your chair and you're listening to the oldies music, are we in a rocking chair? Are we in a straight chair? What are we in?
I'm sitting in one of those swivel chairs.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I may rock back and forth, but not as a blind as I'm rock, but,
uh-huh,
you know, taking it easy, and I try to put everything out of my mind, because music, to me, brings a lot of interesting things to you. You can think about better times, and it just puts me into a different world.
When you listen to music, now this is something that I do often, not often enough anymore, unfortunately, actually, but when you listen to music, do you ever actually physically close your eyes and feel and see and smell sort of the memories that are going through, like you're just back there and the music is kind of in the background?
Not necessarily. I just sit and think of, you know, the way things, for lack of a better word, used to be, or, you know, anything to kind of get me away from what's bothering me at the time.
Huh, interesting.
And, you know, you may think of, you may hear a song about somebody else having a problem, and it kind of puts things in perspective, because you can say sometimes, geez, you know, for all the problems I've got, somebody's got a worse problem. You know, music brings a lot of things to the forefront. It might not make you happy, but it may make you a little bit more realistic than you are at the time when you're feeling bad.
I used to say quite often, back in the 80s, when I was struggling and, you know, didn't really have very much money, and, you know, it was just, I mean, I was a kid, you know,
mm-hmm,
and I used to say, I need to get home to my apartment, turn on my music so I can get to my center.
Yep.
And that's what music has been for me, is it get me to my center. I can work anything out if I can get to my center. And I think, you know, going back to David, who just called before you, I think that's a lot of what yoga does, is it brings you to your center and helps you to work outward from there instead of crashing it all kind of inward, which is what we...
And I also think another good thing is to try to talk things out with somebody you can trust too, you know. Sometimes just talking out the way you're feeling, you know, it's
sure.
Nice to have a friend that you can talk to and just, you know, dump everything out, and maybe they can't do anything about it, but at least, you know, a good shoulder to listen to and a good ear to listen to is it's very, very helpful.
Absolutely.
But I wanted to throw my two cents in because I want to hear what everybody else has got to say. But
all right.
As always, a great program.
Well, thank you. And you give that beautiful Miss Kathy a big hug from me.
I most definitely will.
And you tell her I said get her butt out of that bed and get home.
I most definitely will. All
right.
After she's straightened out.
After she's straightened out. That's right.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Frank.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 1-866-666-7926. We really are a family here on this program and on ACB Radio and in our community in general. And I think it's very moving when people can call and share and be honest and say, yeah, you know what, I rock. So what? So I struggle with it, and sometimes I got to be careful because I don't want to rock on the street, but, you know. So it is, man. Let's pick up this call. Hello, you're with Marlena. With whom am I speaking, and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Allison.
Hi,
and I'm
Allison.
Calling from Oneida, New York.
Hello.
How are you? I'm moving away from my computer because I'm on my cell phone, and you're about 5 seconds behind me.
Oh,
it's
dear.
Very confusing.
Now, are you my Allison from the Braille Note?
Yes,
okay.
I sure am.
You're my Allison. Okay.
Absolutely. I am the one.
There you go.
I was real interested in the whole thing about stress, and I have a couple thoughts on that. First of all, I do rock, but I try and rock acceptably. I'm sitting right now in a rocker recliner, and I really like that. And I think you're totally right about kids, congenitally blind people, rocking more and needing that movement. I can remember as a kid, I loved my swing set, and I used it a lot more than, longer than most kids did. And I really think it's because we don't get as much physical stimulation. And I think it's also that it is a stress reliever.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I, as I said earlier, have a rocking chair in my living room and in my kitchen. And, I couldn't live without one. I mean,
Absolutely, that's
the way it has to be. I mean, if they ever put me in a nursing home, they better take that rocking chair because I ain't going without it.
Another thing that I do, well, of course, I'm a real bookworm, which is a real stress reliever. But also, I try and work through, if there's a particular situation, I try and look at it and think, okay, in this situation, what is the absolute worst that could happen? And if it happened, how would you handle it? And sometimes, if I can just get a few things in place in my own mind, I'm not nearly as stressed about it. And it very seldom is as bad as the worst possible scenario could be.
Well, that goes back a bit to what Beth sent us, doesn't it? Where, I mean, you're using different words, but the concept is the same. You get a handle on
uh-huh.
the thing, and you don't
Absolutely.
Let the thing rule you. You try to rule the thing. And
another thing I think also helps is I do aerobics and I lift weights. And I don't know whether they even still make it, but I have an aerobics tape that was adapted for the blind. It was, I think it's, was it Central Michigan?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I've had it for years and years and years. And the first side of it is, it describes the movements, and then the second side, once you've learned them, it strings it all together to music.
Wow, you could make a fortune with that thing.
Well, I think Dan Morris actually has it, or at least he used to.
So. Interesting.
Another thing that I have found, and this is a stress reliever, and this is mainstream, anybody can buy it. I don't know whether your listeners or you have heard of the Walk Away the Pounds tapes with Leslie Stanfill.
Yeah, you know what? I have. I have, and I have not tried it.
They are terrific. I mean, most aerobics tapes I can't follow, but these, there's four basic moves. You learn those moves. They're combinations, and that's it. And they're great. There's a, well, I got it through QVC, and there's like a 1 mile walk, a 2 mile walk, and a 3 mile walk.
Is that the one where you get the bands with it?
Well, this came with balls, but you can get them with bands.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah,
you can get them. I think at Walmart too. Huh. Actually, I didn't know that at the time, unfortunately. But and they're great, and they're easy to follow, Those are some of the things I do, but I think it's real interesting, and I think it would be interesting if now that kids do more in gym class, at least I hope they do more in gym class than I did, it would be interesting to know if the rocking and some of the other movements that we've talked about are as prevalent
in
kids.
Yeah, interesting, yeah.
Somebody should do a study on that.
Yeah, somebody should. Maybe they will.
And I'm not sure this relates, but I'm going to put it out there because I'm probably not the only one. I am very glad that you send announcements about what your shows are going to be about. And I'm very unhappy, and I've written this, so it's not news to anybody on the ACB announce list, that Main Menu is not announcing what their Main Menu is about. And I think it really makes a difference when you get the announcement so that you know what's coming up and you can decide whether you want to.
Yeah, you want
to, especially for those of us who have dial-up connections.
Sure.
And hold up our phone line. I'd rather know that beforehand.
Sure.
So,
all right.
For what it's worth.
Well, I appreciate that, and I know that Dave is listening, and I know he'll take your comments to heart.
Well, I appreciate that, and I love the Braille Note. It's still chugging away perfectly fine, and I just can't imagine what I ever did without it.
All right, great.
Okay,
thanks Allison.
So much. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We are almost to the end of our program, 1-866-666-7926. We've got about 12 more minutes to go. I want to let you guys know that there's going to be a wee bit of a change, maybe with some surprises. We're going to pick this up and ask the caller to hold here just a sec. There's going to be a wee bit of a change, maybe with some surprises. Gary, the board guy, and I are going to be taking a vacation, and then as soon as we get back, we have to work for a week in the state of Montana. So there's going to be about 4 weeks from mid-September to mid-October when we're going to replay some of the more popular shows, maybe even this one. And we had a request to do Lieberg on Lieberg. Gary, the board guy, interviewing Marlena. Good gosh almighty. Hello, caller. With whom am I speaking and from where are you calling?
Hi, it's Sue from Seattle.
Hello, Sue from Seattle.
Oh, Gary interviewing you. Now, that when's that going to be?
I'm not telling you.
Oh, I want to know.
We'll be gone, so you'll just...
Well, stress relievers, boy, I could use more of them than I have, I guess.
You're under a lot of stress right now.
I am. Well, one thing that I tend to do is I have a pretty high-stress job. When I come home, often, even if I don't take a cat nap, I go in and turn on the TV and kind of just veg out for an hour. And like, I was watching Murder, She Wrote, which I like, or Strong Medicine, or just some show that is kind of brainless. And then I'm ready to face the evening.
Mm-hmm.
But although it's a horrible habit to get into if you have to go somewhere after work because you're used to having your sleep time.
Yeah, sure.
I come home and get totally undressed and under the covers for an hour and just watch TV. Maybe it's only a half hour, but it's quiet and it's nice. But I'm with you. Music is also a good way. That's why I enjoy ACB radio without the commercials. And I also find sports to be a stress reliever. I enjoy sports. So those are all good things.
Now, what about rocking chairs for you?
I've never had a rocking chair. We don't have one now. I love rocking chairs, but I really haven't had one. But I like them. Maybe in our new house we'll have to get a rocking chair.
Yeah, if I'm going to come stay over, you got to have a rocker.
Okay, well, I actually, we do have a chair in the living room that rocks a little bit, but that's turned out to be Buddy's chair, and so nobody else gets to sit in it.
Buddy, of course, being the dog.
Right.
Yeah.
Just need to look out the window that way. And,
yeah.
And even poor Buddy is under stress these days. He's used to having three or four walks a day, and he hasn't had a walk now for 3 weeks, and
he's getting frustrated, so I'm not sure what to do about Buddy.
And how is John's injury?
You know, he's bored.
Yeah.
So I guess that's a good sign, at least.
Yeah.
You know, just going to take a long time. You can only read so many books and watch so many CDs, right?
That's true. That's true.
But we've kind of come up with a system where he glumps out into the kitchen and I bring everything to him, and, like, he'll make a breakfast or he'll make the meal, but he just, you know, needs everything in front
of
him. So, you know, we've tried to, probably like you and Gary do when you're doing stuff, you think of different ways of doing it.
That's right. That's right, and make each person still feel valuable.
Right. I mean, you know, I can't make omelets worth a darn, so today John made 2 ham and cheese and tomato omelets. They were very good. So there you go. Everybody does what they can do.
That's right. That's right.
So,
all right.
You know, books are a good way, I think, too. But I sometimes do think, wouldn't it just be nice to be able to go out on the street and go for a walk where you could, you know, move your arms back and forth and not have to hold onto a cane or a dog.
Yeah, and not have to judge the traffic. Just go.
Now, interestingly enough, I know a lot of you guys said you don't like car rides. I do. I find it to be very relaxing, and I usually go to sleep.
They relax me so much I go to sleep.
Well, I usually do, too, which really annoys John, but I also, I like him. John's a good describer, and so if we go places that are interesting, it's kind of like a little adventure.
Yeah.
But it depends on who you go with, I think, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And how they drive.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
all right.
I'm sure you have a lot of calls.
All right. Well, thanks so much for being one of them.
Thanks for the show, as always.
All right.
Bye.
I'll talk to you soon. Bye. 1-866-666-7926. We've got about 7 minutes thereabouts. We can get in one, maybe two more quick calls if you want to do that. Topic tonight is just kind of about stress. And, you know, I think that as blind people, you know, we sometimes don't give ourselves permission to discuss this kind of stuff. You know, we got to fit in, man. We got to be like everybody else because, you know, we got to succeed. And that's totally true. You know, I'm not an advocate of sticking my fingers in my plate and, you know, except if I'm at home and I want to stick my fingers in my plate by cracking my fingers or going in my plate. It's my house. But, you know, certainly when we're out, there are things that we must do in order to succeed and to conform. But equally important are the things that we may want to do just because they're bloody well more comfortable and easy within the confines of our own homes. And I remember a few years ago, I won't say on what list, but oh dear me, I started quite a controversy when I asked what people thought about people who had their meat cut for them. Who cares? You know, if the road to your dignity involves your comfort level saying to the waiter or waitress, could you cut that before you bring it out, please? And the road to my dignity involves my cutting my own meat. Does that make me any better than you? No, it doesn't. We get to the same place through different means. And I think sometimes we tend to be pretty tough on each other. You do it my way because it's the right way. 1-866-666-7926. Some of the shows that we're looking at putting together. We'll tell you about that in a minute. Let's grab this call before we run out of time. Hello, you're with Marlena. With whom am I speaking and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Dave in Visalia.
Hello, Dave.
And about 30 seconds ago, you just brought up a very interesting point that I had to comment on, even though we only have a very few minutes left.
All right, go for it.
Okay, well, first of all, my stressors are, I try to relieve it with music, exercise, probably everything everybody else does. There, that took care of that.
That took care of it. Very good.
Yeah, now, the other thing on meat cutting, it's interesting because I always thought of myself, and I do, as totally independent and in that regard, and I cut my own meat. One day, Pam and I were visiting with one of her friends in New York, and this happens to be a woman who is very much self-reliant and self-assured and self-everything. And we were were in the pub, and she asked them if they cut their meat for it. And I thought, my gosh, if she's going to do that, so would I. and it was very, it was kind of nice. I hardly ever do, but her doing it, being as the fact that I knew the kind of person she was and still is, for that matter. I mean, I should say, that gave me permission somehow.
Huh.
And
interesting.
I still don't quite understand it, but I thought, well, heck, why not?
Yeah, why not?
And it worked, and, you know, I'm still here.
Yeah, and nothing happened, and you didn't fall off the earth. And
no, I didn't fall off the earth. I had a bit of a bad time trying to cross the streets in New York, but that's another story.
But that had nothing to do with your meat, right?
No. But seriously, that's kind of interesting. I remember, the fact that she and her were very, you know, well thought of, well, super blind asked, but I thought, well, that gave me permission. I just did it too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I really think we are our toughest critics. You know, don't have them cut your meat. Oh, my gosh. The thing is, you need to know how to do it, in my opinion. We all need to know how to have those survival instincts, and then we need to have the liberty and the right and the graciousness to choose when to use which.
That's an interesting way of thinking, and I don't know, but I remember that. Yeah, that I somehow got an implicit permission. I said, okay, I can do it.
Yeah,
you know,
she did it. I'll do it.
Anyway, all right. I'll let you go. Take care.
All right, Mr. Dave, thanks a lot.
Oh, where in Montana are you going, by the way?
Yeah, I knew you'd ask me that. Up near Yellowstone.
Up near Yellowstone?
Yeah.
You got a contract up there?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to be working for a week up there.
Cool.
We're like migrant workers, you know. We go where the fruit is.
Yeah, well, I know on one of my lists, I got some of this poor lady in Missoula, Montana, getting all upset about the way the school district's treating her about getting a Braille note and stuff like that.
Oh, dear.
So,
oh, dear.
Anyway. Okay, talk to you later.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And Gary, the board guy, just hollered out to me, we're going to West Yellow Falls or some such as that. We are just about out of time. Guys, wow. I am so glad that you all pitched in and participated in the show. I will share what I shared on Thursday, which is that I'm taking some not very friendly medication right now, and it really zaps me for my asthma. And just having so much participation really is a very cool thing, and I want you to know how much I appreciate that you're here. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Not quite sure what we're going to talk about, but I think it might have something to do with school days. I'm Marlena. Please have a safe week and come back next week. You've been listening to Marlena on ACB Radio. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. But in the meantime, if you've got an idea for a future show, why not drop me an email? The email address is Marlena, that's Marlaina, at acbradio.org. Thanks to Dave Williams, director of ACB Radio, and most of all, thanks to you, the listener. See you next week.